Fellow advisors, our most in-demand event is back. How to Charge Live is happening October 20th and 21st right here in my office in Franklin, Tennessee. Seats are limited and will sell out fast. We're now taking deposits to reserve your spot. Visit howtochargelive.com to reserve your seat today. My goal with this event is for you to leave changed, to see your business different forever. One advisor came to this event and signed a $2,000 a month planning client within a week. Another landed two new clients and doubled their financial planning revenue in just 30 days. I hope you can make this event. I will be there with you live for the full 2 days. Visit howtochargelive.com to reserve your seat today. I'll see you there.
Welcome to this episode of Becoming an Elite Financial Advisor. We're going to go really direct today. I want to challenge you, if you are not currently charging financial planning and consulting fees to prospects, to clients, that you are valuable, that apart from the product you sell, you should be paid for your time and ideas. You need a system to do that well, but a lot of times it's the limiting beliefs or the lack of the ability to communicate your own value to a prospect or client that holds advisors back. I had all of these limiting beliefs before, and I want to unpack them with you today so that as you run into them, you hear these voices in your mind, you can say, that's not true, and you can push through and reach your full potential. I want you to be able to charge for financial planning and consulting when you run into somebody that needs that service. Don't start managing AUM. Don't stop selling insurance if that's a core part of your business. But I want you to add this other piece because you are valuable. And the longer you're in this business, the more value you have. And we all need to stop giving away for free unintentionally. Be generous at times, but still be a great business owner. So let's jump into it together. Welcome to the podcast. Sten Morgan here with Anderson Traub.
Hello, friends. Great to be here.
Is that your God-given name?
It would be cooler if it was.
No, just Andy. Just Andy.
All right.
Hey, Sten, you are super passionate about this. This is one of those episodes that I believe advisors are going to send to other advisors because it is very, very, very direct to the core of what we teach, what people experience, and what people really gain from being a part of our Elite Advisor Network.
Yep. If you've ever met anybody that at one point in their life was like, social media is never going to work, like this is just a fad. And we all laugh at that now. I was not an early adopter of that, and I would never have invented it because I was like, wait, people are not going to spend all this time on their phone and computer just looking at other people's stuff. I was wrong.
You were real wrong.
The same thing is true. I want to compare that to advisors listening now that are not full believers in financial planning and consulting where you get paid for your time and ideas. If there's any part of you, and I came from this world of all insurance all the time or all manage money all the time, if you are not positioning yourself to be an asset, meaning a client will pay you to just to sit in a room with them and give them time and ideas, you will someday be the advisor that other advisors are like, how did you miss that? Like this wave was happening and you had your sunglasses on, you're just sitting on the beach and it's about to hit you in the face. And I'm so passionate about that because I was brought into this business blind to that idea. And I mean by that, that I was selling investments and selling insurance, and that's what a financial advisor was. That is not what a financial advisor is. Those are products we have at our disposal, but you should be able to communicate so well. You should take your craft seriously that somebody would come and say, even if I don't buy something from you, I need you on my team. That is what the future of financial advice looks like. There will always be advisors out there selling stuff to people. But you have to decide, is that the type of advisor I want to be? Or do I want to be in a different group of advisors that people respect as an industry? It's like, man, if I could get Jim in a room with me, like, man, that is on the caliber as doctors and lawyers of a professional that is worth their time to be paid. Or am I just going to get paid by having commissions that are baked into products? So hopefully this intro has triggered you in a way, has challenged you in a way. And I would say suspend any disbelief or
objections
or limiting beliefs for this episode and just be open-minded to what if what Sten is saying when he was not open to this, then he became open to it. He had to work through kind of the nuance of shifting his mindset and his practice a little bit. But we've done this now with thousands of advisors from across the country and we have yet to have one say, I'm just going to go back to doing it the old way. Because you get to do this stuff you're already doing. Like manage money if you love that. If you manage insurance, do that really well. But stop giving away yourself for free. Learn how to communicate better. Learn what ideas to share and create an experience for a client where when you give them an invoice, they pay it without question. And today I want to unpack kind of some of the biggest limiting beliefs we hear from advisors. And these are all limiting beliefs that I've had. These are limiting beliefs that I would say every advisor that goes from, here's the average way the industry told me to be a financial advisor, to, wow, I want to do it more like Sten and all the advisors in EAN do it. You are going to run into these.
Yeah.
So even if you haven't felt them yet, like you will one day, and you'll say, oh, I remember when Sten and Andy told me about this. You have to go through these in order to get where you want to go. My hope is that you don't lose out to these areas of resistance, that when they come, you say, I knew this was coming.
Yep.
This is not supposed to be easy. Nothing great is, but I'm going to push through it because I think on the other side, and the good news is you're not going to be the first one. People are already waiting on the other side telling you, hey, come on. You will never look back.
And the ones you're going to come across are the ones inside of you first. And I would submit that there are probably a majority of people listening to this podcast are not charging, you're not charging free time ideas.
Yeah.
And a vast, vast majority of those people really do want to. They're just not. And so, again, the challenge is, how are you able to overcome that? How are you able to push through that? But it starts with you internally. You got to get through your internal stuff and then deal with the external. But I would say the internal are harder. So let's dive in. What do we got?
Perfect. Well, first things first, I will let you know right now, this is allowed. A lot of advisors are doing it. They're getting paid really well, and their clients are really happy with it. So that is the state of what's going on in our country and our industry. If your pocket of where you are is, no, advisors don't do that. We already get paid because we manage investments or sell insurance, so clients won't want to pay for this. I will say from the bat, that is all false, but I understand the limiting belief because I used to have it. Until your eyes are open and you're like, oh, like I can't unsee that clients are actually willing to and happy to pay for something that I'm giving away for free.
Yeah, and not only individually, but collectively, industry, nationwide, we talk to every major company. We talk to the biggest, the ones that are in every strip mall in America, we talk to that one, right? The ones that are headquartered on the East Coast, we talk to those. We have talked to them all, and they're all moving in this direction.
That's right. All right, so there's a lot we can unpack, but we picked kind of our top three here. So the first one is just lack of confidence and self-worth. This one is when we hear from advisors of like, I just don't know what to charge them for. Meaning my only value has been the product that I have access to on my shelf that solves this problem I have learned to identify and sell to. And I totally get that one.
Yeah.
I mean, when I came into the business, it was literally, hey, here's four insurance policies. Just go sell them to people. And everyone needs insurance. So I was like, oh, okay. At that point in my career, I would have not felt worthy to sit with someone and be like, hey, pay me to be here. I'm like, no, thank you for your time that you've given me to sell you this policy.
Like, right.
But what I hoped for and always wanted deep down inside was I could flip that. That those people would come to my office and say, Sten, thank you for your time.
Yeah.
And I do believe in all of us as professionals, like that's what we want. Like we want a line of people saying, man, if you have a spot and I can work with you, please let me know. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, there's a fee to work with us. I'd be glad to pay because you're so valuable.
Sure.
And so as we go through these, if there's one that just jumps out at you, part of that is in our community online, this is what we do with people. It's like, what is the thing holding you back? Let's identify it and break through it, as opposed to just losing out to it over and over again.
Yeah, I'm hearing you on our calls because an advisor will say something and you'll say, hey, are you putting some feedback about that? Which is a really nice way of saying,
buckle up.
Buckle up, buttercup, because the true sandwich, it's time to eat. It's time to eat.
So if it's lack of confidence and self-worth, there are practical things you can do to build that. One is just your ability to communicate really well and inspire people to take action. It's what questions do you ask? What's your fact finder? What's your, what we call idea partners, meaning what other professionals are you around that are feeding you great ideas? And I've been doing this long enough now that my database of ideas, I'm like, man, this is gold.
Yeah.
Like what I could charge somebody to get access to me and my network of people. And then I get really good at communicating that value to them in a meeting. And it's like, now I turn away clients. And so there's advisors listening. They're like, Sten, it'd be awesome if somebody paid me $10,000 to build a plan for them. Yeah, those people exist. And mm-hmm. I probably said no to two of them last week because I just don't have the capacity to serve them. So like, this is the game I want everybody playing in. There was this transformation that had to take place of me saying, okay, I'm taking myself seriously as a professional. I'm studying. I'm looking for new ideas all the time. I've built a really cool system that's simple for clients to understand. This is PlanScore. Everybody in our community gets to use it. They're like, how can I build a great financial plan that doesn't take a lot of time and energy? Our goal is that if you are a financial advisor and you're 1 year into the business, I bet I can teach you to build a financial plan that's just as valuable as what maybe a 20-year vet could do. And somebody would pay you for it and they'd respect you more for it. So if it's confidence and lack of self-worth, like, let's just call it out, own that. And then if you were in our community, I'd say, okay, let's build a plan to push through that barrier.
We've had advisors, I'm thinking of a few specifically, that they like to do the monthly. Some of them just like to charge monthly on things. And they went from charging, I think, $150 a month to just taking a full, like, $2,500, $3,000, $4,000 one time, and then changing it from 12 months to like 4 months. So, you know, you could do some fun math with that. I mean, they massively increased their fee. And part of them was just, it was that belief of I am that valuable. And all it was is us, we did the math with them. How much was this person saving towards retirement before you? How much were they saving after? Mm-hmm. Right. It's just very simple when you start to quantify the value you provide. And those are the kind of things we teach. So getting over that lack of confidence and self-worth, what else then?
And this is a gift for your client too. Because imagine a world where you get to meet with somebody and you don't have to sell them something. And out of the meeting with them comes that they need, you know, to restructure a piece of real estate, or they need you to talk to their CPA. Like, there's a world where you don't have to sell them anything and they're happy and you're happy. And I remember that feeling elusive to me early on. So like, it is possible if you want it. The next one is not understanding what true financial planning is. The way we hear this from people is like, oh, I'm already getting paid to do that. Like, we already do financial planning because we manage the assets, or we sold an insurance policy and we did a financial plan. I do believe there's a lot of advisors that think they're doing financial planning until they actually see a full financial plan.
Right.
So with PlanScore, our tool that has a proposal template in it, you know, has the plan deliverable in it. And then we use things like eMoney Pro, Holistiplan, like all the tools are there to help you make this easier. Is every financial plan has to have cash flow, investment planning, retirement planning, tax strategy, risk or insurance, and estate planning. If you are not delivering a deeper dive in each category with observations and recommendations, you are not building a financial plan. If your financial plan is I ran in Monte Carlo and threw some stuff in eMoney in order to get them to roll their assets to me, you are doing a disservice because that client thinks that's a financial plan, but it's not. If your financial plan is I put stuff in eMoney just so I could justify how much insurance they needed, and then I sold an insurance policy, you are not doing financial planning. You are still selling product using creative sales tactics. I will challenge you that there's a way to build full financial plans. You'll keep managing money. You can keep selling insurance. What about for all the clients that are like, no, I want to pay you for this process, this experience that your current process is leaving them wanting? Meaning if any of them came through my office, they'd be like, this is what we wanted the whole time. We just didn't know how to ask for it. And they're paying me, and then we can get the assets and insurance if we can just be a little patient and give them a better product. So I think there's some sitting in this that if, as I explained that financial plan, there was part of you that was like, no, Sted, I'm doing financial planning. I bet if I sat with you and you walked me through your planning process, there'd be some lack of confidence in that. You would not welcome me into your office to do that because I know what I'm talking about and I could ask the right questions. We may be able to get clients to think we're doing it, and probably what you're giving them is better than what they have now, or it's better than nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can create a new revenue stream in your business that's profitable, that improves your reputation in your town and leads to more AUM or more insurance, and the person pays you happily for that time and ideas, like, that is the dream if we can get to there. But I do find a lot of advisors think they're already doing it and it's good enough.
I started getting the best results when I started focusing more. Instead of trying to solve multiple problems at once, I started focusing my time, energy, and money on solving my biggest area of resistance first, so then I can move on to the next one. Are you aware of the biggest area of resistance in your practice? I built an assessment to help you identify that area so that you can focus all of your time, energy, and money on solving it as quickly as possible. Visit gobeelite.com to take the assessment now.
And the challenge is, if you're like, hey, I'd like to do that, I just don't know what it looks like. I don't know what it feels like. You have to get yourself into a different environment around different people in order to believe that it's possible and to get yourself there. And I'll repeat it. You have to get yourself around different people. You are the product of the five closest people to you on a day-to-day basis. And you might have just been put at a specific desk, you know, and then those are the five influences of your life. And like, listen, Jesus loves those people. Those people are good people. But do you want those people to be the main people that shape your career? Probably not. And that's okay. You can still be their friend, but go choose who you want to be mentored by.
Yeah.
Choose who you want to surround yourself with. So you need to get around people that are truly that iron sharpens iron. It's people that are making each other better and thinking a different way. And that is a choice. People do not fall into that. You have to choose to put yourself around different people. And then it becomes very normal. This whole charging 5,000, 10,000, whatever. It's just like, yep, that's what we do on days that end in Y.
That's right. And I do think, and I respect the advisors in our community that are at a firm that they're not allowed to charge yet. And we've had advisors in our community that have been in our community for 1 or 2 years and they hadn't been able to charge until recently because they recognize this is the type of advisor they want to be.
Yeah.
This is the way they want to talk when they're in a meeting with a client.
Yeah. And they knew their company was eventually going to catch up to it. And they have.
And they could have waited. They could have just kept selling the mutual funds and the insurance. But they're like, what if on day one when I could charge, I'm ready to do it?
Right.
So I'm going to build the process. I'm going to learn how to communicate it so that when I'm able to turn the faucet on and get that extra revenue,
right,
it's not starting from scratch. And so if there's part of you now that's like, I just don't know if I want to charge for it. Okay, wait on that. Like, just step into this new version of you as an advisor that talks about planning holistically, that knows what questions to ask. They can get up on a whiteboard, communicate so dynamically that the person leaves like, right, wow, I've never been this way before. And what's really cool is you could start giving this to all your current clients tomorrow. That from this day forward, every meeting is a strategy meeting. And you come with great questions and ideas. And you're out there meeting with CPAs and attorneys, learning new things all the time. And then you're bringing it to your current clients. Don't rob them of that experience just because they happen to start working with you when you weren't this way. And then the cool thing is once you start doing that and you see your reputation shift and you see your clients' buy-in go up, you see respect from other advisors and how do you just hold yourself differently? Well, then at any moment, the next person that walks in your office that doesn't want to buy anything, you just give them an option to pay you for a financial plan. So step into the unknown. I think that this does take courage to say, but this is the way I was taught. This is the way it was always done. But like anything, this industry is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And it is happening whether you like it or not. And you can ride it out and make a decent income. And you know, there's always going to be people that want to buy stuff. Or do you want to step into a movement and be like, no, I'm gonna someday look back and be like, no, I walked into that before it was cool, before everyone was doing it, because I just knew it was the right way to do it.
Right. And the great news is that that is available to you. And wherever company you're in, we've had people switch companies because they weren't in a charge for planning. But it is available to you virtually wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever, and if it's not, it's going to be. And like Sten said, you know, if you know that the faucet is going to turn on, then when should you put the bucket below the faucet if you want to collect water? Before.
Yeah, be
before.
Ready.
Be ready. And so we have so many advisors that work with us that they're like, I want to be early. And we very young advisors who will reach out to me and say, hey, Andy, you know, I'm brand new to the business and I'm working on my licensing still. Should I join EAN? And my question is, how early in your career do you want to start getting paid for your time and ideas? And they're like, right away. Okay, well, let's get going.
That's right. And I mean, in a day and a half in our live event, I think our next one's in October as of now, we will teach you our system. Like I'll give you everything you need to give somebody a proposal. What does it look like to build the plan, the timeline? What does the deliverable look like? So if it's like the system stuff, don't let that hold you back. What I find is like the deepest fear is, do I have the ability to communicate my worth in a way that gets somebody to say yes to me? And we have Whiteboard University. We have all these tools that we want you to have to say, maybe it's your confidence and your communication skills.
We've got free stuff. We've got it at eancommunity.com. You can join for free and there's Whiteboard videos there. Start there and go, oh, wait, that is good. Imagine what I get when I pay for stuff. And you're right. When you get Whiteboard University, when you come, there's a group of a dozen folks from our last event that are part of this implementation group. So they came to the last event and now they're on week 5 or session 5 of this implementation. They've already identified who they're going to go after next. They have their top whiteboarding ideas. They have their delivery set, you know, how they're going to serve people over their service schedule over the next. I mean, have everything ready. And then in about 2, maybe 3 weeks, they're all going to start charging. So it is.
Yeah. And these were people that were skeptical. They come to a day and a half event. And then within 8 weeks, they have a system. Like it's done.
Absolutely. They are charging. It is not hypothetical. And it's not 6 months. It's like 6 weeks down the line. And they are ready to go. And their minimum fees go from about $1,500 to on average around $4,000 minimum.
And these are people that are going to make it happen. We want you to be part of that group, but you have to go to these obstacles.
Yeah, if you want a confidence boost, get a check from somebody. Like your first check where someone's like, you're worth it. Here you go. I'm not buying anything from you. I'm buying your time mm-hmm. and your expertise. I mean, when you get those checks, your confidence just starts rolling. And yeah. then the next time you have a meeting and you ask for it and the person feels your confidence, they give you a bigger check. And you're like, this is the person I wanted to be all along.
When they say winning solves a lot of problems.
Yes, just the like locker room is more fun that way.
Yeah.
All right. So last one we'll talk about is the belief in charging a fee will, you'll miss out on business. I hear this a lot from advisors like, well, what if I propose a plan and they say no and I don't get the assets? If you don't propose the plan well, that's a risk. And so we spend a lot of time saying, why once you put a proposal in front of somebody, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. You can always say, hey, there's version one of this where we do a deep dive. It doesn't seem like you've been through something like this. I would recommend you do this. If we don't do this now, I recommend we do this in 12 months from now. And then maybe you downsell or default to let's transfer your assets or buy some insurance. Where you will eventually get to with this is true of my practice. I get more assets and more insurance opportunities yeah. because I come across this way. And then people give me referrals the same day I just met them because they're like, this was such a great experience. I've never had a meeting like this before just because I see myself as so valuable apart from the product. Therefore, the prospect feels that. But if the compromise is, I'm going to learn to present it as an option. Every one of your current clients should know that you do this. Because if they don't, and they meet with an advisor that does, what they're going to say is like, oh, Jim's great. He's managed my money for a long time. I really like him, but he's never offered me this. I'm getting close to retirement. I think I need somebody like you. That will happen, and that will happen more and more as more advisors do this. So if anything, start seeing yourself this way. Borrow my confidence in that if you step into this, you will have more asset and more insurance opportunities. And know that you're not on this road alone. Like you don't have to start from scratch. Like we built the frameworks out. I wandered Absolutely. Around kind of on my own, jumping between firms, building out processes. Like please do not wander down this path by yourself when there's a bunch of us hanging out over here already doing it at a high level. There's nothing to hold you back from a system standpoint, a deliverable, what tech are you using? All of those are just self-imposed obstacles or limiting beliefs. It's probably your confidence in yourself that is the main core issue that we should root out. But I will tell you, and this is true, all advisors we work with, is you will not lose out on the AUM and you will not lose out on the insurance. You may get paid a planning fee to work with somebody, then you may decide, I don't want the investments. I don't want the insurance. I don't really want to keep working with this person. In the past, everybody became a client for me on day one. They said, yes. I didn't really have much time to vet them. And I had to fire clients later because I was like, I don't really like working with you. Like you're not a good fit. Now, if I do a financial planning engagement with them, I get to know them a lot better. I may say, hey, great, here's your plan and we're done.
Yeah.
But the clients I love working with, it's like, great. Hey, there's so much opportunity here if you work with the right advisor. We just finished our plan. Now let's go into implementation stage. And there's a good chance I have clients now have been paying me every single month for years because we add so much value. And there was a time where I never thought somebody would pay me that.
So again, if this is not your reality, there's ideas and there's reality. Okay. Ideas are not real. They're just out there. They're thought bubbles. If this is still an idea for you and it's not your reality, then there's something that you haven't done. There's something that you don't believe that's keeping you from contacting us, from coming to an event, from getting Whiteboard University. There's something that you're not charging for your time and ideas. We are passionate about figuring out what is it and how do we overcome it? And we want to overcome it with you. We want to walk with you to overcome whatever those things are that are holding you back. Because if you're not, you're not. And there's a reason why you're not. And we want to help you overcome those. Stan, thank you for the practicality of these. And I hope those who are listening will take action.
Yeah, I struggle with all of these. And so it's one of those things where I wish we could help you skip it, but you can't. You know, you're going to have to push your way through this stuff. And we're there cheering you on the whole time. Because your potential has not been reached. Like it is waiting for you to step into it.
Thanks, Dan.